Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
How cognizant and cautious are you to avoid getting into a car accident? And I ask this maybe because you also need to double check if you are actually insured. And if you are, how have you actually monitored or viewed the kind of protection you have for your vehicle? Is it full comprehensive insurance? Have you got a third party? And if you do and you had to claim, would you be fined financially to do so? Something to think about, right? Let's hope I don't depress you. If anything, that's not what we're here for. But we're here to leave you informed and perhaps having taken a much more considered decision. We're about to get into a conversation now that helps us understand why younger drivers are choosing vehicles with a higher insurance access. So, we're proud of you for at least taking out the insurance, making sure that your vehicle is safe, but intrigued by the financial decision to have lower installments and a higher excess should you claim. Someone who knows all about this and so much more is a leader and a front runner when it comes to insurance and innovative insurance solutions, Ernest North, co-founder of Naked Insurance. What a long time, Ernest. Such a pleasure to touch base with you.
It's been a long time, Gugu, but it's nice to chat to you again, and thanks for having me on Kaya.
Oh, always exciting, man. Always exciting. I'm always reminded of how the journey started, and you shared it with us here to fully understand or more about Naked Insurance. And maybe let's just start there in terms of, you know, the growth and the kind of audience and market you've been attracting. It does seem as though a lot of us are younger. We want quick and easy service. We don't want to wait and call a call center, but want quick and easy access to coverage and insurance solutions. How's the business grown essentially over time?
Yes, you're right. It's been a really fun journey, and it's been many years since I sat there in your studio for the first time, talking to the world about Naked. We're really grateful that things have gone really well, and that our prediction that the world and that the average consumer would want to do insurance the way they do everything else in their life has turned out to be more or less correct. And I think the interesting thing is, yes, our business is certainly one not just because of the name, but because of the technology that appeals quite a lot to younger people. But it's a very interesting observation that on average, our customer base is not as young as we thought it would be. And we're very grateful that the general need for doing insurance online and doing it in a transparent manner where it's easy and convenient and quick, and obviously gives you the lowest premium, is one that is widely appealing and not limited to people that are younger.
So the average age of your customers?
It's very wide ranging, because it depends on the people that are buying only car insurance. That's somewhere in the mid-30s, but there's a lot of people that are not yet ready to buy car insurance, or not even buying home contents insurance, but buying standalone cell phone cover, and that's hovering somewhere in the 20s. So it is an interesting number to watch, but as I say, more wide-ranging age, and not just my parents, but quite a few people in their later years that are finding the app easy to use. So that's good to see.
Definitely. For anyone who's used the app, it's super efficient, super easy. And of course, provides a lot of flexibility as well, depending on where you are in life or what does happen, especially as witnessed during the pandemic. On that note, though, as we did start off, I asked our listeners if they are driving, if they are insured, and if they had to submit a claim after getting to an accident, you know, if they'd cope with the excess. And this is important because the excess basically has an interplay in a relationship with your monthly premiums that you pay for insurance. And there's some interesting dynamics that we're seeing here in terms of how consumers, especially younger ones, are making sure that their premiums remain affordable for them.
Spot on, Gugu. I'm very serious about helping people understand the reality of what their claims process will be like if that unfortunate event were to happen. Of course, you hope it doesn't happen, but insurance is there to protect you in case something bad does happen. And I don't want people to be surprised when they claim on what the financial reality is and having the ability to actually produce that excess. So the first and foremost, I really want to encourage people to make sure that whoever they're insured with, to really make sure that they understand in practice, how does the excess work? How does the excess get calculated? Is it a fixed amount? Is it a percentage of your claim? are there extra penalties, for example, for driving late at night, etc.? It's different with every insurer. So first of all, my strong recommendation is and make sure that you understand for your particular policy how the excess is calculated. But then, very interesting, as you were alluding to, we found, because on our app, everybody's able to pick their own excess, and you're able to move it up or down depending on what your outlook is on how likely you are to think you have an accident. And of course, if you increase your excess, then it lowers your premium. So there is a nice short-term benefit to increasing your excess. But we found that it's very interesting that people that are under 28 are averaging more than 3% of the value of their cars when they're picking an excess, whereas people that are slightly older are averaging around 2% of their value of their cars when they're picking an excess. So it's the two most likely conclusions that we've reached is either people that are younger are under more pressure to pay lower premiums, and so they're willing to accept the risk of a higher excess, and so they choose a higher excess. The second argument is that people that have been around for a while and have had the reality of claiming from insurance realize that an excess is something you need to budget for. And as you get comfortable with the reality of maybe having had the bad fortune of claiming somewhere down the line, you realize it's something that you need to budget for. And so picking an excess of, call it 8,000 or 10,000, could be something that is not within your budget. And so even though it gives you a short-term benefit of a lower premium, we're finding that more people that are slightly older opt against that and rather pay a slightly higher premium but pick an excess around the 3,500 or 4,000 rand level.
And I'm assuming so much of this has to do with what it is that you can afford and a bespoke approach to your planning around your insurance. And I'm appreciating that it seems as though consumers, when they are given the freedom and the flexibility to exercise what they believe might work best for them, then they take a decision that works essentially. And are we finding that this does translate to them being able to manage the payments of excess when the time for claiming might or does come?
Yes. So the two things that we've found is number one, I sort of, as a rough rule of thumb, estimate that when people buy car insurance, you hope it doesn't happen, but you should be budgeting for 2 accidents a year. So you should pick an excess where if something were to go wrong, touch wood, it doesn't, but if it does, twice a year you need to be able to afford that excess. Now, for most of us, that means the 15,000 rand excess option is simply not wise because I'm not able to afford that twice a year. And for most of us, that means a more reasonable level of excess is probably somewhere between 5,000 or 6,000 rand. That's for most people, where the balance of making your premium a little bit lower by picking a higher excess is sufficient, but in the context of, well, actually I need to afford the ability to pay that excess twice a year if something were to happen. So I would recommend, I mean, it's you ask your financial advisor if you need to, or do your own budgeting. But the rough rule of thumb that I found useful is that number of two excesses per year. And then secondly, what we are very grateful to see is when people are in accidents with Naked, because we've limited the excess to the amount you pick, and there are no extra excesses, for example, for the things like driving at night, etc. We've been really fortunate, despite the fact that the economy is in a tough position, our data shows that very few people are not able to afford the excess. So that is good news overall.
Got you. Sure. Ernest, I must say, we're still stuck on 2 accidents a year and budgeting for that, just in case it does happen. But it's a very honest perspective. My colleagues and I, literally our eyes popped out here in the studio. But it also helps us understand and contextualize, as you said, how to determine affordability. And that does sway and fluctuate. But as you say, it does translate into South Africans having better control of their finances and being able to pay out at the end of the day. What else do we need to be aware of, though, before deciding on our excess? Because in as much as we have some flexibility, it's not necessarily a decision one can change on a daily, right? There does need to be an element of discipline that is maintained.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think also the interesting thing that I've seen quite a lot is when you understand the value of the car, picking an excess that is very, very high relative to the percentage to the value of the car doesn't make sense, because then it means that there are going to be very few accidents where repairing the car is even worth it, and where your either the thing is going to be written off, or your excess, the damage is going to be lower than what the value of the excess is. So I think having a rough sense of what your car is worth is probably a good guideline for you to pick an excess. Like I said, the average excess that we're looking at on our portfolio for people over 28 is just over 2%. So I think understanding roughly what your car is worth is a good guideline. And then finally, the interesting piece of data, of course, is that you need to know what your risk appetite is. And if you are driving significantly less mm-hmm. than someone else, then potentially you can afford to take a little bit more risk. So the very interesting statistic which we are seeing is people that use the cover pause feature, so people that are either working from home or, yes. or going away on holiday or having a car that stands at the second home or at the holiday home, those people tend to pick a slightly higher excess on average, because they've done the maths that the car is on the road less than an average car. And so actually the number of times that they're exposed to the risk of an accident is slightly lower. And so maybe it does make sense to pick a slightly higher excess and pay a slightly lower premium.
Definitely.
Again, it's dependent on your own sort of cash flow and your own liquidity reality.
Yeah.
But certainly something that is worth doing, going through that exercise and calculating the best excess for your car insurance policy.
Definitely. This is why we like you so much, Ernest. Hey, you leave us educated, informed, and a lot more with a lot more insight. So I guess this will be the dinner party conversation for the long weekend. To just, did you double check your excess? Do you know the value of your car? What is your risk? And how often do you actually drive your car around? Such a pleasure speaking to you as always. Next time we have you in the studio for a good 30 minutes.
Absolutely. Thanks, Gugu. It's nice to chat to you again, and everybody out there, drive safe, especially on the long weekend.
Definitely. Thank you so much again for your time this evening. That is Ernest North, the co-founder of Naked Insurance.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.